Five, four, three, two, one.
On behalf of the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, we want to give you a 2014 WNBA championship jersey.
Nice.
It's an XL. So we might have to get on the Atkins, but thank you very much for having us, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
I saw like the strong, powerful women that were living their truth and doing it so freely and openly. And I was just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just need to live my truth and like just really embrace who I was and who I am. And, you know, just kind of step into that fully.
Basketball chose me, an awkward, lanky, introverted tomboy born with a hearing disability, a speech impediment, and a will to overcome obstacles, dream big, and to change the world.
While this season is far from over, and we have a lot more goals to achieve, it will be my last one at Iowa. I am excited to be entering the 2024 WNBA Draft. It is impossible to fully express my gratitude to everyone who has supported me during my time at Iowa, my teammates who made the last 4 years the best, my coaches, trainers, and staff who always let me be me, Hawkeye fans who filled Carver every night, and support from everyone who came out across the country, especially the young kids. Most importantly, none of this would have been possible without my family and friends who have been by my side through it all. Because of you all, my dreams came true. Caitlin Clark. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Planet W. This is Jay.
And this is Dan.
And we are Fever fans that are about to get Caitlin Clark in the 2024 draft.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we saw it coming. We knew it was happening, but it's awesome for it to be official.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all kind of assumed she was coming in, right? She wasn't going back to school for a fifth year. If you're going back to school for a fifth year, you still have to go to math class.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Real. You can't just come play basketball.
They should make that a rule. Like, no, you're definitely like, if you're coming back to school, what chemistry class you taking?
We know you've already got your degree, but you're getting a master's.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take some additional classes. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I still see people online going like, I mean, I don't know. I still think they'll probably take Cam Brink if she's available. Like the hot take dummies who I don't understand what, like, sometimes the most obvious answer is the answer, you know?
Yeah, really. I had a conversation with someone last night. And he's like, you don't even know if that's who they're selecting with the pick.
We don't even know yet. We do.
I'm like, well, you got a Sabrina caliber player.
Also, you can read the room. As soon as she released that statement, the Fever was like, hey, don't forget, we have the number one pick. Anyone want to buy season tickets?
Yep. Our marketing team was on point and ready.
Yeah, they were definitely on it. I bet I know for a fact that the Fever sold a lot more additional season tickets. Apparently, from what I heard from someone who tried to get them, was that the like lower levels, like where we have our seats, they are no longer available.
Yeah, and my take on that is now that I think they open that second tier up and start making that season ticket holders and then general admission on the top that they usually have closed.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that happening too.
I see that coming.
Yeah, for sure. We might sound a little bit different. I got brand new microphones.
Yes, sir. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, the ones that we were using were like 15 years old. So I decided let's upgrade some equipment. I got a little bit of extra investment money for a podcast. Cam Brink says that she's undecided. Do you believe her?
I think it's definitely her time too.
Well, here's the thing though, is it's like everybody expects you to make this announcement on senior night, right? In front of a crowd and
right,
shit.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is she was probably like, I'm not going to tell all of these people I ain't coming back next year. Right. So I'll just go, hey, look, I don't know yet. I'm not entirely sure yet.
yeah, the fans are screaming one more year, and she's like, oh,
yeah, but
let me send it. Let me make an Instagram post.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. Yeah, she's sure. She's coming. But I kind of thought for a little bit that maybe that, like, 2025 CBA that's looming, yeah, like, maybe that had a little bit of effect on people wanting to come out, because, like, I don't necessarily know everything that there's going to be, like, negotiated in the CBA.
Right.
So is rookie compensation going to be one of those things? Like, hey, let's give these rookies more money? Because I, as much as I've said before, I hate school, and I don't know why you would want to. I even went to college. I don't know why I would want to stay another year if, like, I needed to. Well, if I didn't need to. But if, you know, I mean, hey, if you stay an extra year in college, we'll pay you an extra $50,000 a year. You know, I might be down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make an extra $100,000 a year if you go back to college for one more year. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think, too, like, there's only so much name and likeness money, because, you know, the school does give the athletes now name and likeness money to use, yeah, to promote their athletics departments.
Yeah, NILs work a couple different ways. I know a little bit about it. I know some from my actual, like, day job. I'm going to start doing some of that stuff for my job.
Right.
But basically, NIL money can work the exact same as endorsements, and you won't lose it. That's the other right thing. Like, there are NIL deals for entire teams that they split between all the players, but I can almost guarantee you most of Caitlin Clark's NIL deals are her personal NIL deals from major brands. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she's a Nike athlete.
Yeah, I mean,
with,
yeah,
like, insurance companies. Like, she's on with Jake, yeah, from State Farm.
She might be losing out on some additional cash from, like, a local Iowa car dealership or some shit, but it ain't going to be anything significant, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, it's nothing that's going to hurt her pocket.
Yeah, no.
And all signs point to Indiana, so we're definitely happy that that's coming along.
Yeah, she's coming. She's definitely coming.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to sweat that any longer, because I, like, ordered a jersey about a month back, like a custom one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's still a gamble. Is she going to choose 22? Does that mean something to her, that number?
Yeah,
or?
I hope so.
Yeah. Is there anybody else on the Fever with 22? I don't think so. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
I can't think of anybody either.
Yeah. I don't think there's a point in us doing our, like, COVID mock draft anymore.
No.
We were going to do that show where we were like, let's assume all the kids who are COVID eligible are going back to school. And it's like, we kind of don't need to now.
Yeah, it's kind of dead and out the way.
Yeah, the big one is Caitlin Clark. I mean, the crazy thing to me from what I've seen online anyways is there are some tickets where you can get them for, last season anyways, you get them for like $30, $35. Yeah. And from what I understand, they're reselling on the secondhand market now for about $130.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
the inflation is going to be huge.
Yeah, because we got 20 tickets. You know, we're going to 20 games. Like, we could realistically sell two or three of those tickets and make money, yeah, on our season tickets, which is fucking weird.
It's crazy.
And you ain't talking me out of it, though.
No, not at all.
It's going to be really hard. There might be like a Tuesday night, Thursday night game, something like that, where I won't be able to swing it, and then maybe somebody can talk, but it's a long line. There's a long line of people who are like, hey, anytime you can't make a game, let me know.
Oh, yeah. I've had texts the past few days like, hey, do you know of any games that you're not going to?
Yeah, hey.
And it's I don't know of any offhand.
And also, you're going to have to run that by me, because I don't know if I want to sit by you. So,
yeah, for real.
I have to approve of who you're giving away that ticket to.
No, if I'm giving it away, it's going to you.
Yeah. Well, like, the thing, too, is, like, I've already had, like, a lot of people talking to them before the season starts. Like, yeah, man, you got to hit up a game with us and stuff. And, like, thinking that I could easily just buy them tickets somewhere at least around our section.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening anymore.
Not now.
Yeah, anybody that's going to a game with us, you might have to sit up in general admission, and we'll meet up with you during breaks and stuff.
Yeah, catch me outside the little food stand.
Yeah, we'll go to the milkshake stand together, and I'll buy you one. But other than that, I don't think that I could... I don't know.
I think this means we have to wait in lines at halftime now.
Yeah, we're going to definitely be waiting in lines and shit. And, like, man, it is kind of crazy that, like, I didn't think it was going to be this much of an explosion, but it still might not even. Like, the hype might die down for, like, because all of these prices that I saw for single game tickets and stuff were all for the season opener.
Oh yeah, that's so, they're hyping that up.
I just feel like maybe somewhere through, you know, like the season, the hype's gonna die down, and like, I don't know. Do you think that it's gonna be like, you know, lines outside the field house and shit? Because I don't see it happening.
I mean, I don't know about that. I think the beginning of the year, I think we're gonna get a lot of attention because people really do. I mean, just from when I was in Bloomington watching the college game with IU and how crazy and insane it was. Of course, people are trying to witness history in her historic collegiate season.
Right.
Right. But like, I think she's bringing something to the game that's incredible. You know what I mean? If that translates to the WNBA, like, I think that's going to be awesome because a lot of people need to pay attention to it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, like, I've seen, I mean, not this kind of hype, but I've seen similar levels of hype from college players coming into the W. And, like, I don't see it translating to that much popularity for the WNBA. I don't know why. I think it's just the college thing. People really like college sports. But, like, I mean, Stewie was huge. I mean, she won 4 years in a row. I remember everybody at my job at the time talking about her. Yeah. People that I didn't even know knew shit about sports. Like, this Breonna Stewart kid's amazing. And, like, I mean, yeah, she came in and she's a superstar of the league. But, like, did the Storm start selling out arenas? I don't think they did.
No.
But there's definitely going to be a lot more attendance. And
yeah. I think now the media presence and the social media presence and everything that is starting to promote the sport and everything. And like, it just the attention and the support it's getting from other athletes and stuff like that, I think draws some more attention.
Yeah.
I don't know about how much. I'm anxious to see it though. I kind of, you know, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm really welcoming the explosion. Like,
yeah,
we really want it.
Yeah. I'm in two minds about it. Like, yes, I want it to be packed. I want the field house to be packed every time we go with like a whole bunch of people and stuff. It's just the only thing that I'm worried about is like, bro, don't double my ticket prices.
No,
I'm being selfish on this. I want our team to be popular and successful, but you don't fuck with my pockets. I'll root against Caitlin Clark real quick if it's going to cost me money. Hey, man, I hope we suck again. Can't wait to go fucking 3-40. But no, I'm actually really looking forward to it. I think we're going to be a playoff team next year. I predicted that we make the finals. I don't think that we win. I don't even know if we make the finals, to be honest. But I still think that we make a pretty deep playoff run.
Yeah, I think we're definitely one of the final four teams.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The start of our season, though, like we'll go over the schedule at some point. But the first like five games that we have are all against it's Connecticut, New York, Seattle. Like, we're playing some fucking demons at the beginning of the season. It's like, oh boy, I hope that your highly anticipated player doesn't go 0-5 at the beginning of the season. That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like, I looked at the schedule and I'm like, they kind of do like try to set us up for failure.
Yeah,
because like the beginning is just heat.
Yeah,
and then you get later into the year and it's like, here, let's give them back-to-back Vegas games.
Yeah. Yeah, like towards the end of the year, it's pretty rough too. I have a problem with those back-to-back Vegas games at the end of the year because I bet they're going to rest some of their star players and I need to see CP3.
Yeah, especially if we're toward the end of the rope. Like, yeah.
CP. I'm not missing Diana Taurasi this year either. I don't care. If she's out at both of the Fever games, I don't give a shit. I'm flying to Phoenix.
Yeah, she better be in attendance.
I'm seeing you before you sail off into the sunset. You've never been at any of the games that I've been to against the Mercury.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to the All-Star game or something.
Yeah, we'll have to see her. Stop taking that load management, DT. Yeah,
somehow, some way.
We like you too much. Kathy Engelbert was named to CNBC's 2024 Changemakers list. So right. I don't necessarily know what that means, but it's got to be a good thing for the league, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of those things where I read the headline and was like, oh, okay, that's probably all that I need to know about that story.
You're a change maker.
I don't know what the change makers list is, but that's got to be a good thing, right? They're making changes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so again, once again, your uneducated news coming straight to you from Jay from Planet W. Sometimes I just read the headlines and fill in the facts myself and get them wrong. I'm just going to, yeah. I mean, isn't that what everybody does, though, when it comes to politics and shit? I can do it with basketball, at least.
Yeah.
I don't have to pretend that I know stuff about stuff.
You're getting my version.
Yeah, exactly. I spotted a Fever fan in traffic when I was driving. They had like a Fever, like an Indiana Fever license plate frame. And oh, like nice. I almost treated them like a maniac, like honking at them to get their attention and shit. Hey, me too. I like the thing that you like. But then, but like, you know how drivers are around here. It would probably be immediately taken like way wrong.
Yeah.
Like there was one time that somebody on Facebook sent me a message that was like, hey, man, I just tried to get your attention in traffic by honking at you, but you didn't even look over at me. You just threw up your middle finger and kept driving. I was like, yeah, well, I probably just, you know, I like to drive fast, and sometimes that makes people mad. But
I mean, it's just the way it goes.
I don't drive aggressively. I just drive fast. I understand the concept of traffic, but I don't like the concept of slow drivers. That's how I feel about that. Watched Athletes Unlimited. Yes. I watched some of that.
I haven't got a chance to check it out. I seen the live that they had with like the pregame warm-ups and the scrimmages and shoot-arounds, but I haven't caught the game yet.
Yeah, it's actually like really unique. I didn't know like all of the details about it. Like the games are still scored like a regular game with, you know, twos and threes, and it's played out just like a regular basketball game, but they give the players individual scores too.
Oh, nice.
Like, you get, like, 30 points for a 3, 20 points for a 2, like, you get points for an assist, you get negative points for turnovers and shit.
Okay, that's why I seen they had, like, a leaderboard thing on their website when I was looking at it last night.
Yeah, it's 40 players, 4 teams, and new teams are drafted each week.
Oh, sweet.
So, like, the top 4 scorers, the people that have the most points each week, they're the new team captains, and then they draft a new team.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then, I guess like it comes down to what, like, that's the thing too, is because I haven't watched a full season. Is there a championship or is there just a player that wins, like a championship dude or a chick rather?
Yeah, I haven't.
Dudes and chicks. That's right. I talk like I still live in the 60s. All you hip cats out there and whatever. Fucking sounds stupid. I don't care though.
I'm really interested to get familiar with it. I sort of seen Grace just join too, so
yeah, she was a late minute replacement for somebody, but she's doing all right. I like seeing Grace out there. She was on Lexi's team, but I thought it was a good time. It looks like a good time. I'd like to see that shit live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to see it. I finished Tamika Catching's book too. I read that. I don't have anything bad to say about it, but like I also don't have like a whole lot of great thing. I mean, it's not that it's not good or that it's not great. It's just like it's one of those generic sports story type of books, you know? Like it's you know, I overcame this to do this and then went on to do this and then became a champion. And, you know, I've definitely read sports biographies that follow the same kind of formula.
Yeah,
I think that's why I liked Asia's book so much, because it was written kind of like a diary type of thing. So like I kind of liked that because it was definitely a different slant. I've read a lot of biographies in my day and it's really hard for me to like them. Like even people that I normally wouldn't. I read Bill Clinton's one time and I was like, this guy's full of fucking shit. This dude is lying in this.
Yeah,
it's the one and only time I've ever cheated on my wife. Liar. You liar.
You're on Epstein Island, man.
Yeah, come on. We know that. We're working on some merch. We got some merch in the works. We got our Planet W stickers. We've thought about like t-shirts.
Yeah.
At least at least jerseys for you and I.
Yeah,
I don't know about
t-shirts are very, very possible. I actually sent an email out to get a quote today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So yeah, we got some merch coming because we want to do our giveaway. Since the Fever have the number one pick, we have a giveaway planned. We have a lot of Fever merch, so anybody who's a big Caitlin Clark fan out there that wants to get a Fever starter pack to start rooting for your favorite player, you pay attention because we're going to give that giveaway very soon. I'm just working out the details of it. I know I'm wanting it to benefit the show, grow the show, get the show more listeners, but I'm still working on the logistics of how to do that because I'm not the best on social media. I'm pretty slow at it.
Yeah, same here.
So, like, because, you know, there are a lot of people that can just throw out a tweet, hey, everybody, here's a giveaway, and then they get floods of people on it. But probably get probably, what, 20, maybe? Maybe if I'm lucky, I get 20 because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it anymore. March Madness is coming up. We got Selection Sunday in a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's not we're not March Madness yet, which is weird because like March Madness starts in the middle of March.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, man. So what is this right now then? Like spring fever?
This is just the mania.
Yeah. We had February furiousness. We weren't quite mad at that point, but I don't know. It's always weird because like they have like Mr. October in baseball, and then like the series ends up going to like into November,
right?
You're like, oh, okay. It's like March Madness, and then it ends in April. Like, yeah, this is weird. Sure. This timing is weird, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the Fever themed draft giveaway. I've dug out some of my Fever merch that I'm gonna give away. I got a hat that I can throw in there. I got shoelaces. I got a deck of playing cards. I can't remember what else I was able to pull out, but
I think we got noise sticks.
Yeah, I got boomsticks.
I have a drawstring, retro drawstring Fever bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I have a pride bag somewhere too. I just don't know where it is.
We got some cool cards, some autographs.
Yeah.
Fever cards, some rookie cards, maybe Aaliyah Boston, Grace Berger, Nelissa Smith, Lexi Hall, all rookie cards. Maybe we'll throw an autograph in there. Maybe.
Yeah.
Kelsey. Or
yeah. Somebody? I have a Kelsey autograph card that I could throw in there if somebody wants it. But yeah. And then like we could do some personal stuff from the show too. Like we'll throw in some of our stickers, maybe a t-shirt if we have it by then.
Yeah.
We have our draft pictures from the draft experience. So like, we could like print those out and sign them if anybody wants toilet paper if they run out. I don't know how much that shit's going to be worth.
Yeah.
Here's a signed picture of me. Who gives a fuck? I just ruined the value. I just ruined the value of good photo paper by writing my name on it.
Don't let those pictures steer you away from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever it takes to get in this giveaway.
Yeah, so I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but it's going to be some sort of something where you're going to have to tag a friend or do a hashtag or some bullshit. Something where you're going to actually have to, like, you know, work-ish for it. Like, I'm not just giving it away. We need to get more listeners because we don't have the listeners that I want. I knew that it was going to be a little bit to grow the show because it is, you know, it's a WNBA show.
Right.
Like, not too many people are looking for specifically WNBA podcasts in the WNBA off season. So it's, you know, I think that it's going to be a slow growth, but I also think now that we got Caitlin Clark coming and we're here in Feverville, I think we got to brace.
We're the first responders, baby.
We got to brace for the explosion because it's coming soon.
First responders.
Absolutely. Let's see, what else we got? I was thinking about maybe if you want to do this, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but I thought about maybe doing like a beginner's guide to the WNBA when we get closer to the season. Like basically,
yeah,
that
would be pretty cool.
Because I think that we're going to have a lot more people paying attention to the WNBA now that we have this big star. I think there's going to be crossover appeal. I know that there are people that follow my creative endeavors personally that are like, I would listen to your show, but I don't know shit about WNBA. Right. So, I don't even know how to start or where to begin. So We could do like a beginner's guide. Who's good? You know, like what teams to pay attention to, where you can watch, how it's set up.
Yeah.
What time of year to watch, all that good stuff.
And, you know, maybe once we get into the season more, maybe we can start giving you guys some maybe YouTube content or something, walk you through a game or like the in-game experience or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, my only thing with YouTube is like I would like to do YouTube, but it's just like I'm not all that big on wanting to have my face out there.
Yeah.
You know, I have a family and shit. I want to stay at least a little bit private. I'm a creative person. I like being creative. I like that whole thing. I don't try to be a celebrity, you know. I don't want to walk down. That's why I call myself Jay and not my real name.
Yeah, they're definitely
John.
They definitely would be getting my back camera.
Yeah.
Like, they're not getting my front camera.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'll be on a YouTube channel, I guess, but it's one of those things of just like you know how much I did stand up, and there was one time where like I was at the McDonald's that was by the club that I normally perform at, and it was the only time somebody ever recognized me from doing stand up, and you would think that I'd be like, oh dude, I made it. It made me so fucking uncomfortable. Like, it made me like, hey, you're the dude that does stand up over there, aren't you? Yeah, I am. Can you stay as far away from me as possible? Please.
Yeah, I ran into that same problem. Like, when I did music, it was like people were like, hey, come take a picture with me. I'm like, man, like
why? Or yeah. Like when people would ask you to sign stuff, it's like, dude, I think you're just trying to forge checks.
Yeah.
I don't think you really want my autograph. Right. I think you're trying to forge some checks.
You're trying to steal my identity?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. You don't think that I'm a celebrity. You just think that I have money because you just watched me perform somewhere but didn't know that they only paid me $50. So.
All I got was free drinks all night.
Yeah, they gave me free drinks, and I just resold them to people. Hey, you want this $8 drink for $4?
I got Crown and Cokes for $5.
Dude, it was such a grind to try to make a living doing stand-up. I was able to do it for like a couple years at a time, but holy shit, man. Like, $50 here, $20 there, again, free drinks here. Hope that maybe I can sell some CDs or something after a show. It was such a grind. I always tell people, like, dude, you could probably, like, it takes a while to start getting those, like, $1,000 a show type of money. And you can probably, your first few years doing stand-up, make more money working at McDonald's.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
The starving artist.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah, I've been there. I remember one time they're like, hey, this guy from Florida, the promoter. Hey, we'll give you guys $500 to come down here and open up. Well, there's and the first thing I'm saying is, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I'll do
like, it. Hey, you met me on MySpace. I'm like,
yeah,
we're coming. Can you bring the whole crew? Oh, yeah. There's like 8 of us.
And then you have to take a flight.
Yeah.
And then like, you're like, oh, fuck, I just lost money.
Yeah. We end up coming out of pocket like $600-$700. Like, we're losing money already. So it's like we're down here with CDs and everything, like trying to figure a way to get back.
Playing dice in an alley, hoping that he gets enough money to get home. Yeah. Like, go on.
Mug the promoter after the show.
Yeah. And then getting stiffed on shows too. That's happened to me before too, where like, you know, like, hey, what happened to the guy that's putting on this show? Oh, he left 20 minutes ago because he doesn't have the money to pay anybody, so he just fucking bounced before the show ended.
Yeah, he collected the door and he's gone.
Yeah, so it's rough. It's a rough thing, the old entertainment industry. But it's still fun. Still a lot of fun. I wouldn't have traded some of those experiences for the world, but then again, there were times where it was like, Jesus, I just lost money trying to be funny for a living, huh?
Yeah.
This is weird. And everybody always wants you to do your shit for free. Oh, you do stand-up. Tell me one of your jokes. Give me some of your money.
Yeah.
And I will. That's my job. That's how I work. Oh, do you have anything else to talk about? What happens? What's going on in your W world?
A couple of new little neat things in the college world, basically. Juju as a freshman, scoring record at USC.
Yeah, Hannah, that's crazy.
Hannah from Notre Dame sets the ACC freshman scoring record.
Yeah, these girls are going to be, by the time they're seniors, they're Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, they're freshmen. They're putting up 30.
Yeah.
like nightly.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Like, it's going to be the same hype. Like, when they come into college, it's going to be like, holy shit, dude, who's getting Juju? Holy shit, who's getting Hannah?
I mean, if you look at it on paper, they're having just as good a season as she is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is true. They just, you know, haven't built up the repertoire yet.
They just don't have a four-year resume of it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah. Other than that, I seen something about a college all-star game, which I think might be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool.
BG has her number retired by Baylor.
Yeah, we talked about that one before.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, because, yeah, we talked about somebody.
I thought it was JJ. That's maybe where I got thrown off.
Yeah.
And then Don Staley beats, this is huge to me, Don Staley beats Pat Summitt's regular season
winning record.
Wow. With 43 straight.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Regular season wins. Pat Summitt had the record at 42. And you know how huge that is.
Yeah.
To beat Pat, like, one of the GOATs of doing this.
Yeah. And, I mean, this episode's going to be, you know, uploaded a couple of days after we record it. But as we're recording right now, I think Caitlin Clark's only, like, what, 17 points away from the all-time men and women's scoring record?
Crazy.
By the time we drop this, it's already going to be news.
Yeah.
It's already going to be. She beat the fucking record, so I don't want to go on too much about it. But she beat Lynette Woodard's scoring record now, too.
Yeah.
Which was the real scoring record because the NCAA didn't recognize any scoring records before 1983, I believe it was. And Lynette Woodard had the scoring record before that. So
To overcome Pistol Pete?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, if you're beating Pistol Pete and like that dude, I've seen some of the like pictures that they have of him in college and stuff. And it's like, dude, you looked 45 in college.
Yeah, for real.
People back in the day used to look rough.
Yeah.
Like we do know a lot more now about hydration and taking care of ourselves and eating better. Because some of these dudes, like, I mean, he was playing basketball back in the day of 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Camel cigarettes. So, you know, he was definitely like, God, I just can't get over how rough some people looked from like back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll see, like, I remember seeing pictures of like our grandpa, like when he first got married, he's like 18, 19, something like that. And it's like, he looks 36.
Hey, he's a full-grown man.
Yeah, like you had to be back then. You were like a full-grown adult with a drinking problem by the time you were 14.
Yeah, for real.
Like, jeez. Fucking hard times back then. Internet really made us soft. I promise.
Yes, it did.
I promise it has. Yeah, and then Stewie did her contract extension, right? Like she signed a 1-year deal.
1 year.
Everybody's doing the 1 year. No one's trying to be on a team guaranteed past 25 because they know that they're doing that CBA negotiations and extra money is going to be on there.
Yeah, everybody. And I think that I started thinking about that because I thought that maybe might have had a lot to do with Deladon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might have been. Yeah,
in her thought process of saying, I'm going to take this time off and probably see what happens with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one thing I didn't like about Stewie's was the non-guaranteed money. Like,
yeah.
At MVP.
That's got to be cap space stuff, right?
Yeah. It's got to be something financial.
It's got to be like front office things that I don't understand or even care to understand.
Yeah, that none of us are going to know about. But trust me, she got some guaranteed money. It just wasn't public.
Yeah, plus her Puma money does her well.
Yeah. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah, all those endorsements and shit. She's fine. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I have a whole lot else to talk about. We've covered a lot. It's spring fever, baby. Caitlin Clark is coming.
We're like 70 something days away or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think of the little graphic I seen was 75 days or something.
Yeah, that was a few days ago, so, and now we're a little
closer.
Oh, we're getting really close, and then draft day's coming up. We're going to end up going to the Fever draft party. You know they're throwing a draft party.
Oh, yes.
We will absolutely be there. I might bring, you know, a microphone and try to capture some sounds and stuff.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Maybe when Lexi and Grace are inevitably there.
Oh, because
they're at, like, every event.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, that I've been seeing about people is like, oh, hey, Caitlin Clark's coming. Tell Grace and Erica to pack their bags and shit. And it's like, They're not going anywhere. No, like, dude, they're at every local event. They're not trading them.
They're big in the community.
Lexi Hall's not going anywhere. We're not going to trade her because she's the answer to all the trivia questions that they ask the fans in the audience.
Oh, for sure.
If you're going to your very first Fever game and you get the chance to do one of those, this person did this, this person did this, what player is it? Guess the player. The answer's Lexi Hall.
Every time.
It's almost every time Lexi.
Every time.
Yeah. So that's why, like, they do this, like, can you name the player in one hint? Can you name the player in two hints? If they ever pick me to do it, I'm going to go zero hints. It's Lexi Hall. And then I'm going to win. So I already know. But yeah, I mean, if you guys have any ideas of how you want us to give away the stuff, hit us up on all of our social medias at PlanetWNBA. I do a lot of Twitter. I do Instagram, too. I just, you know, Instagram's not really my thing. I'm not a big pictures guy. I just post art. Instagram, I don't. There's nothing that I can take a whole lot of pictures of right now. I post some All-Star Weekend stuff, but I also, you know, Instagram's not really my thing. We do have a TikTok, but that's also not my thing because I like typing shit. I like the anonymity of nobody knowing my face.
If
I were the type of crappy person that sends people anonymous, trolly, like mean comments on the internet, I would be that guy. Because I appreciate the anonymity, but I'm also not the kind of person that just likes to shit on people for no reason, because I got better shit to do. I'd rather build you up. I'd rather us all be awesome and all of us have everything we want in life, rather than go, you like the WNBA, you simp. And it's like, well, you took the time to comment on someone who liked the WNBA, so who's the bigger loser? You took the time to come to an NBA page to talk shit about something you claim to not like. So I'm a loser? All right. I like your logic, sir.
Yeah. What kind of dude likes women's basketball? Well, I mean, I love women.
Yeah.
I love basketball.
I mean, yeah, that's what it's just like, dude. It's professional athletics. Like, it's like, I don't understand how you can't like how you, like, even when it comes to certain things like sports that you don't like. Like, I work in gymnastics, right? And, like, that's the thing that I like to point out to people all the time. I can't do any of that shit.
None.
I will never be able to do any of that shit. I don't necessarily know the ins and outs of what goes into doing any of those tricks and stuff, but it's still really fascinating for me to watch. And there's nothing about me that goes, like, they're fucking stupid, overrated. Like, I don't know.
Like, nah, that shit is cool. Yeah, come check out a game and watch. They go hard, buzzer to buzzer.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Tip to the end.
If you guys have any suggestions on how we can do our giveaway, you can also email us planetwnba@gmail.com. And other than that, I guess we will see you guys next week.
Peace.